So the epistle for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains, with their huge bulk, had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When, with a certain law and compass, he enclosed the depths. When he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters. When he compassed the sea with his bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits. When he balanced the foundations of the earth. I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Please be seated. Thou art all fair, full of grace. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can say that every feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary portrays for us some glorious attribute of the Mother of God. Today we see Our Lady portrayed as the Immaculate One, completely stainless, that she was conceived without any sin, original sin, and then she lived her life pleasing to God, that she never offended Almighty God through sin. And so for us, this text of today's Mass represents her in this first instant of being adorned with the graces of God. And by that reason, then we can say, yes, free from all original sin. I mean, we know that original sin was because of the punishment of Adam for his sin. We know that if Adam would not have sinned, then all of us would have entered into this life free from all sin. We would have entered in an original justice. But it's not the way that it was meant to be. But because of Adam and Eve's sin, well, then we enter into this world as children of wrath. Because we are away from the graces of God. And it is through our baptism that we gain then sanctifying grace, and that we become children of God. It is only through that. And the only exception to that was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because she was to become the Mother of God. And we've talked about that before, that all the other privileges, they stem from that. That she would have to be this worthy tabernacle of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see in the intro to the Mass, it expresses this thought. I will gladly rejoice in the Lord, for he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. And that garment is sanctifying grace. And so through this privilege that the Blessed Virgin Mary received, we rejoice with that. Rejoice because she is our mother too. And as I mentioned, we carry this stain of original sin coming into this world. And so through our baptism, yes, it is washed away. But that inclination towards sin remains. And so that for us is what we battle every day of our life. The inclinations that we have towards sin, the struggles that we have, the difficulties, that is what we must try to, in a sense, put under control. And that is what God has given us our life for. He has given us our time on this life to try to rectify that. And so that is why then we see in the Mass today, it also says, Blessed are they who keep my ways. This reminder to us that we must try to follow God's ways, his commandments, living a life that is pleasing to Almighty God. We see that the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the Gospel account, with the archangel coming to her, hail, full of grace, this recognition that she was already full of grace, but she kept Almighty God's ways all the days of her life. But through that, I think on a practical level also for us, not only does it show to us the importance of the Blessed Virgin Mary being the Mother of God, freed from all sin, and the devotion that we owe to her, but I think also on a practical level it can help us to see this gift of sanctifying grace, and how this gift is something that we should treasure all the days of our life. It is a lesson to us, because we see how privileged she was to be granted that. But then we also understand and see that that is the vehicle, the means for us in order to get to heaven. Without sanctifying grace, well, yes, then we have our ticket to hell. If we die in this life without sanctifying grace, well, then we will warrant hell. And so this gift that is given to us, that is offered to us, that we receive at the first time at baptism, but then it is strengthened throughout our lives because of the graces that we receive, because of the sacraments that we receive if we go to confession, if we receive Holy Communion, confirmation, matrimony, any of these sacraments, they increase sanctifying grace in our soul. So then we have the life of God in our soul. And that is what will be pleasing to God, and that was what will get us to heaven. But as I say, it should show to us how precious a gift this is. And so that if we lose that gift, we have lost something that is tremendous. And so that is why then we should, in a sense, come running back to confession, because we have lost this precious gift. I mean, do we think about that? Do we realize how precious of a gift that it is to our souls, of what God has given to us in order to get to heaven? Or is it something for us that we don't realize how precious it is? Because as I say, if we realize how precious it is, there would be many more people flocking to confession, and even in a way beating down the doors of the priest to hear confessions. But yet we recognize that in the Blessed Virgin Mary. We recognize how she was immaculately conceived. And yes, we know that that also means that she was freed completely from any sin, original sin too. But that during her life that she never offended Almighty God. And that is something that you just have to think about with the baptism, say, of your children. So when the white garment is placed on the child, and it is said, never let this become sullied or stained, that is the idea that we have for our children, the prayer that the church makes for them at their baptism. That they never stain their soul. And so that is our prayer, that is our understanding. But that is the thing that we must also think about in our lives. Yes, all of us will eventually stain that because of the weakness of human nature. But I think we have to go back to the fact of how precious of a gift that it is. As I say, we recognize it in the Blessed Virgin Mary. But then for us, we have to understand and to realize when we fall from grace, I mean, truly you see in sacred scripture how it talks about the fall from grace for the angels, that there was as if lightning was striking. We all know how quickly lightning strikes. I mean, it's even a saying that we have. But that was a reference that our Lord Jesus Christ gave to the angels when they fell, as if it was lightning striking. And so that is the fall from grace. That is what is sad. Of how easily we can fall from, you know, from God's grace because of one thing or another. One pleasure that we take advantage of. A person, place, or thing, whatever it may be. And that is enough for us than to lose the gift of heaven. This gift, this sanctifying grace, this gift from God. I mean, do we equate these things in our minds before we do it? I mean, obviously, for it to be a mortal sin, we have to have the deliberation of the intellect. We have to think about it and know that it is a serious offense against God. And then we still want to do it. We have the full consent of our will. And so in that aspect, yes, we understand exactly what it is. We understand that we're taking advantage of this one pleasure for these few moments, maybe few seconds even, and that we'll give up everything for. I mean, that is where we truly put it into perspective of what it means for our soul. And again, going back to the fact of what a great gift that God gives to us for that. But in even to look at the mercy of Almighty God, if we fall from that, we have the chance to come back to it. Through the confession that God gives to us, this opportunity, this chance for that, we have His mercy by taking us back. But then we have to look at it in terms of how many times do we offend God with that. And so it is a good reminder on this great feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, of her being immaculately conceived, this great privilege because she was the Mother of God, that we give her the honor that she deserves. But then also, I encourage you to also to pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that your soul will always be in the state of grace, that we never lose this precious gift that God gives to us. But then if, heaven forbid, we lose that grace, well, then we come running back to the confessional. That we realize to how precious of a gift that we have just lost. On a natural level, say we have an heirloom from our parents or from our grandparents. And if we were to lose that, we would be lost without it. And yet, it is something that is material. Yes, it can have a great sentimental value to us, but it pales in comparison to the gift that God has given to us, the gift of life, the life of God in our soul. And yet, in a lot of sins, a lot of times, we can fall into sin, grave sin. It doesn't even change us. It doesn't even dawn on us, or even in a sense of, do we really care? I mean, that's the only way that you can look at it, when a soul stays away from the graces of God. As I say, all of us are weak. We have our human nature. We have the inclination towards sin. So yes, we will all in some ways sully that, the baptismal grace that we receive. But then when you have the souls that do come to confession to try to help and try to work around that, well, you see them working with the graces of God. But for the souls that to stay in that state, whether it's months, even years, do they realize what a gift that they've had? And so that is what we should meditate upon on a practical level tonight. What we should think about in terms of what God has given to us. What we have to be grateful for, the great gratitude to Almighty God for what He has given to us. But then how precious that it is, a life of holiness, of practicing the virtues, the purity of a soul. I mean, all of these things, yes, we can say of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. And so that is why we must pray to our Mother to help us, to help us to strive to always be children of God. And that is in the true sense of what that means. We're a child of God when we're in God's grace. And so let us pray for that grace. Let us beseech Our Lady to help us to always be faithful to her Son. I mean, especially now as we prepare for the coming of the Christ child, what a better way than to pray to Our Lady and ask for that help that we need, and to realize what a precious gift that we have been given, and how that gift is what will lead us to heaven. And so let us always have on our lips the invocation of Our Lady, O Mary, conceived without original sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.